This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Statewide COVID-19 cases have been down over the past 2 weeks after seeing a case spike believed to be associated with Christmas and New Year's. During an update this afternoon, Governor Jared Polis and other state health leaders also said hospitalizations have seen a steady decrease in the past week. However, state epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Hurley, he says we're not out of the woods yet.
If you look at rates now compared to other periods of time in the pandemic, obviously we continue to have high rates of disease transmission, a high prevalence of cases still occurring in Colorado and the U.S. And we know that it's really going to be many weeks and months to come before we get back down to the low levels of disease transmission that we saw this summer.
Dr. Hurley, he said we'll likely have to keep strict COVID-19 regulations in place until at least the summer. Speaking of COVID-19, the state held its first mass vaccination event over the weekend at Coors Field. KRDO's Heather Scold with team coverage.
1,000 people registered to receive vaccines there yesterday. No walk-ins are allowed. UC health officials hope this will be a successful dry run for a much larger operation starting this weekend. The goal will be to vaccinate 10,000 people every week. Health experts say the supply of vaccines needs to catch up to demand before mass vaccination sites like these can truly be effective. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
Manitou Springs Police Chief Brian Churchill is now on paid administrative leave, but city officials aren't saying why, only that the chief is under investigation for a personnel matter. Churchill was hired as the chief of the Manitou Springs Police back in October of 2019 after working for more than two decades in Indianapolis. An internal investigation into the police chief comes just months after one of his officers was arrested on revenge porn charges. We reached out to Manitou's mayor and six city council members for comment. They either didn't respond to our emails or said they wouldn't comment until the investigation was finished. Mayor John Graham said that Detective Bill Otto will be serving as the city's interim police chief. A new boost in COVID-19 funding could be headed to K-12 schools across the Pikes Peak region. It's part of $130 billion plan proposed by President Biden. Allison Cortez with Academy District 20 said that the funds could help fill much-needed gaps affecting students transitioning back into the classroom.
Definitely need more supports around social, emotional, mental health, right? And how do we fix those learning gaps? Because even if we get kids back into the classroom tomorrow, the learning gaps aren't going to disappear.
Now, according to that proposal, at least $130 billion would be allocated to help public K-12 schools. Districts would then be able to use the money to support in-person learning through reduced class sizes, modified space, to allow more social distancing, improvement, ventilating throughout buildings, or purchasing additional PPE. After years of delays, the trial for a Pueblo man accused of killing his pregnant girlfriend is officially underway. Jury selection began today in the murder trial of Dante Lucas, who's accused of killing his pregnant girlfriend, Kelsey Schelling, back in 2013. The trial is expected to last through at least March. Colorado Springs police say that a woman is dead following a shooting near South Circle Drive in Monterey. Officials were called to the area Saturday morning and found the wounded woman. She died before she could be taken to an area hospital. The Violent Crimes Unit has taken over investigation into this case. And Springs police have made an arrest in a string of robberies, a shoplifting, and a burglary the last 2 weeks alone, and some dating back to December. 38-year-old Alex Sermino is linked to a series of 9 robberies, each at different locations. Detectives say that he would often distract clerks and then empty the cash register. During one of the burglaries, he pulled out a handgun when confronted by that clerk.
Snow showers likely overnight for much of central and southern Colorado. We'll get a burst of snowfall in Colorado Springs before midnight, which could drop an inch or two of accumulation. So slick roads are very likely for your Tuesday morning commute. And then a second wave of snow showers by late Tuesday morning, another inch or two of accumulation. So much of us through these next two events will total at about 2 to 5 inches in Colorado Springs, similar in Pueblo. But the main weather story is winter weather driving over the next 24 hours. So you got to make sure to drive carefully, then clearing on out nicely for our Wednesday forecast. But then again, to mention our high temperatures on Tuesday, feeling like winter in the mid-20s. Well, from the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.